So, Fred, tell me, how is the Santa in Canada like?
Well, Anya, I think listening to the story that you just told me, I believe that it's quite different.
Is it? How is it different?
It's very different because, well, actually, Santa Claus comes on the 25th of December. He doesn't come on the 6th of December. I've never heard that before. And so Santa Claus, well, as I just mentioned, comes on the 25th. And then he has these little helpers. They're called elves. He has many of them. And also, they live in the North Pole, and together they work at making the toys for the kids.
Oh, really? So they live in the North Pole and not in a forest like the Swiss Santa Claus?
No, they live in the North Pole, and
That must be cold.
yeah, well, you see, it's true. Yeah, you're right. It is cold, but the idea is that it's Christmas, and so in Canada or in the United States, it is cold.
Oh, yeah,
There's a lot
okay.
of snow, and
Yeah.
so the image of Santa Claus is actually like snow. He has a big white beard,
Oh, I
and
see.
he's dressed in this red suit, and he also has a wife.
Oh, he does.
Yeah, Mama Santa Claus.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. And so they work together at bringing the kids their gifts that they've ordered. Because you see, in Canada, the kids, maybe a month earlier or 2, 3 weeks before the 25th, write a list of what they want for Christmas.
Oh, really? That must be a pretty long list. I remember when I was a kid, I always had a lot of things I wanted.
Yeah, I think so. So Santa Claus has a lot of work, right?
Oh, poor Santa Claus.
And so the kids write a list. And so, for instance, if somebody wants a bike, well, he writes, "I want a bike." And then the list is being sent to the address in the North Pole. Santa Claus takes this into consideration, meaning that if the kid has been good all through the year, he'll be receiving that gift. But if he hasn't, then maybe he won't get the gift on the 25th.
Oh, so better be good if you want your present.
That's right.